Hello.
Yes, sir. Your briefing kind of wiped out by Mitchell and Stans today, huh?
Oh, did Al tell you they were indicted?
I knew they were going to be, but I didn't know, yeah. In the Mesco case.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think...
As a matter of fact, I think that's good, though. I mean, to be perfectly... I don't want to say good, not for them, but... Damn it, it does show we're moving against people in the administration, or don't you agree? Or...
Oh, of course it does. But I don't think it'll wipe out debriefing.
Debriefing did go pretty well?
Oh, sure. I mean, yes, it did. And that, it's getting good play. You know, it's a bulletin story. Shows, you know, change in operation and so forth. Both Al and I are working on, you know, talking to the press this afternoon and, you know, generally giving them the feel of your, you know, the tone of things here and how you're moving, what you want to get done. And
you ought to get a little of the feeling of the applause of the cabinet and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I understand at least Forrest Boyd gave a good play to last night. I guess nobody else, but that's about it.
No, that's a good play. It was extensive on TV this morning, and the Wires played it well and so forth.
I mean, they played not it well, I mean positively?
Yes, sir, I think so. Sure, there are a couple lines that I saw in the news summary and so forth, and there were lines that I heard, which were not positive in terms of our way of thinking, but the overall thrust of the story was very positive. Yes, sir. Going home last night, the president...
Enthusiasm is what the important thing is.
And on the film, they showed the enthusiasm, they showed the crowd, they showed the applause, they used the line. You know, some critics said this wouldn't be an enthusiastic crowd. Well, it is. That all came through. Yes, sir.
Good.
I think we're moving against this thing, you know.
Well, I have a feeling...
I feel good.
I have a feeling, too, that the Dean thing is maybe playing out somewhere. I don't know, or that somebody is screwing us, but God damn it, this story in the Times and the one by Hirsch, he doesn't usually go with stuff that's wrong. I mean, the son of a bitch is a son of a bitch, but he's usually right, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He has generally been on the mark, particularly, you know, with those types of sources.
But his source was that Dean was not pissing on the president at the moment.
Right. And also that there was nothing to those papers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I handled Dean, you know, just in a very matter-of-fact, no comment way today, and I think that's the way we should continue on that.
Because he's talking about his being
someone's out to get him type of stuff.
Bullshit. Yeah. Somebody's out to get him. He's out to get other people.
That's right. Just let him play his string there.
That's right. Let him play. But in the meantime, the thing of the cabinet this morning, Ron, is this. Take time before our stories will begin to come up, but just keep hammering and hammering and hammering,
right.
And eventually they will come up.
That's right.
Like Henry's announcement of the summit, due to the fact that these assholes will start to play the fact that there wasn't going to be one now. When that comes, that'll be a good story.
Sure, it will be. Yes, sir.
Let them think that the summit's on the rocks, will you?
Okay.
Leak that out a bit. You know, there's trouble and all that sort of shit.
Okay. Okay, good.
But looking at the press generally, they had to be impressed at that meeting last night.
Oh, of course they were.
Individually, weren't they?
Sure they were. That made an impact on them.
Did it?
You know, they're, oh, sure, absolutely. I could tell it in the briefing. Now, they're not going to run out all of a sudden.
No.
But it's a steady move against them. And the cabinet's been calling out. You know, there's a spirit now generating and gelling here, and it's a positive thing, and just keep moving ahead.
Get the leaders to do something. What's the situation in that vote in the House? What's happened on that? We know yet.
It hasn't, the vote in the House hasn't been, either one of the note hasn't moved. I don't have a report here, and they bring those things right in on that.
We may lose it, but if we do, don't get, you know, disturbed.
No,
because I've kicked Timmons in the ass on it a little, but he doesn't have enough of a